Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 13th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Dr. Thokozani Kube from Parliament and the fight over the MTC name and symbols.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And thanks once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we're talking about the escalating tension in the opposition MTC Tea Party.
Dr. Thokozani Kube was expelled from Parliament after she seemingly lost a power struggle with Nelson Chamisa to head the organization after the death of founder Morgan Tsvangirai. The decision was announced in Parliament yesterday, but Dr. Kube has indicated that she will appeal the decision.
Meanwhile, the chamber application in which the MTC led by Mr. Chamisa is seeking to bar Dr. Kube from using the same name and symbols was today postponed to Tuesday after Ms. Kube's lawyer, Lamo Matuku, failed to make it to the High Court in Bulawayo.
Kuonguka ama wadiwa nasi tuta utitinge tichitarisa bata mrefu, bata mfupi irimu bato re MDCT pakati pava Nelson Chamisa na Dr. Thokozani Kube. Nezuro dare re paramendi rakazivisa iro kutila ingira po atzamba ne, na nechikwata chava Chamisa richi ziviswa iro kuti mai Kube vanofanira kudzingwa mubato nekuti havacha mudariri nekuti havacha mirire zvido zveMDCT. Si mai Kube vanoti aiwa ivo ndo chaivo chaivo vachiri kumirira bato iro nekudaro vachaedza kuti vange vachikwikwidza nyaya iyoyi. Nasi mumatare kuBulawa yoko manga muchifanira kunge muchizeiwawo nyaya yekuti yakakwidzwa navachamisa yekuti mai Kube vasashandise zita rekuti MDCT kana mifananidzo iya ine chanza nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya inauzonzwika mudare nhasi nekuti muzvinafundo Lavimo Maduku vanga vasingakwanise nhasi kuti vange vachienda kuBulawa ikoko vanovagweta ramai Kube. Nekudaro nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa svondo rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Tinakunzwa kuti munoti kudimi vatereri nemamiriro ari kuita akaita zvinhu muMDCT zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo.
Kunjalo zuru kandaba ndingakutshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho thina lapha ke siyaphila lo Blessing. So ke namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lukankosazana Thokozani Kube. Siyawazi ukuthi sexotshiwe edala lepharlamente licele leMDCT elikhokhelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bemxotsha ke bathi siwaziphumela ke kubandla njalo labo sebamxotsha kubandla leMDCT ngoba wayengasalandeli izinqumo ezithethwe yiNational Council yebandla lokuthi ezokuthi kumele ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa abe nguye okhokhela MDCT. So lokhu kulandela ke ubhubha kwamnumzana kwamoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai ngonhlolanja. Sizwile njalo kuBulawayo khona ngalo ukuthi bekungazani bekumele kuthethwe icala lokuthi ke uMakhube usebenzisa lokhu kuthiwa ngama-symbols e-MDC. Konke nje la ma-t-shirts ababebhaliwe i-MDC kumele angakusebenzise. Kodwa ke igqwetha likaMakhube uDr. Lamo Maduku kasenelisanga ukuthi afike ke kuBulawayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume lani bantu ukuthi litsho ukuthi pho indlela ye-MDCT iyangaphi kususela namhlanje. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Wonguka mawadiwa nasi tuta kuti tinge tichitarisa iyo bata murefu bata mfupi rimu MDCT. Tinenge tine mutereri wekutanga, our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Because of the divisions, we can say the Kube faction, because there's another one led by Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Zizonje. Amandla.
Amandla, wait.
So, Mr. Kutu, tell us what is going on because Ms. Kube was recalled from Parliament and there's this issue of you know, the name of the MDCT and so forth. So what's going on with all this?
Let me just start by saying the RICO. The RICO was very unfortunate in the sense that it's just a manifestation of the malice of the other of some of our colleagues. It just shows that they are motivated by hatred, they are motivated by ill will, they are motivated by you know, bad faith. What I would want to call in Latin, they call it malafides, you know, extreme bad faith. you know, it's when you look at Parliament, the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe will be dissolved maybe in the next 2-3 months, maybe at most 3 more months to go. Then you say, what motivates this decision to want to clandestinely recall Honorable Dr. Thokozani Kope? It can only be a manifestation of hatred, a manifestation of evil. But the good thing is, evil at the end of the day never wins. Evil is evil, and evil never wins. So we are excited to say that we have since made the relevant consultations with the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk of Court, and I can also confirm that we have done the necessary legal, you know, research, legal homework, and this morning I was in consultation with our legal advisor, and it's none other than Professor Mamadou, a constitutional law expert, and we are going to be filing an urgent chamber application to have that recall. Misguided, mischievous, and malicious RICO set aside. Dr. Kope is, I was talking to her a few minutes ago. She's actually driving from Victoria Falls. She was in the rural areas just outside Victoria Falls. We're busy campaigning, you know, meeting people, explaining to them, and preparing for elections. So, all things being equal, she must be in Harare by midday tomorrow. And the papers will be filed at the High Court as soon as she has appended a signature to a founding affidavit. I mean, we are thoroughly convinced that, look, at the end of the day, the Parliament of Zimbabwe misdirected itself. There's a pending legal issue at the High Court in Bulawayo. As you know, these other colleagues of ours, they went to court. They filed an application, which we've thoroughly opposed, competently opposed. We prepared very comprehensive opposing papers, and I'm happy today to advise the nation that one of our counsel, a very competent young lawyer, Advocate Kolani Ngwenya in Bulawayo, stood in for us in Bulawayo today because Professor Maduku was apparently tied up in Harare. He had an urgent board meeting that he had to attend, and so he could make it to Bulawayo to argue the matter on our behalf at 4 p.m., at 2 p.m. The day before Honorable Justice Francis Bere in chambers. So Advocate Kolani Ngwenya, then we instructed him to apply for a postponement on our behalf. Surprisingly, the other party vigorously opposed the postponement. Application for postponement. And we are pleased that the judge saw no merit in their opposition and he laughed it off and said no, he's going to postpone the matter to enable Professor Maduku to come and argue the matter on Tuesday next week.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now we are being joined by our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, you are not a party to all this crisis in the MDC. Of course, they say if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everybody. So we just want your expert analysis, Mr. Mavinga. Can courts really resolve such issues like we are seeing in the MDC?
Well, clearly where there are disputes that cannot be resolved amicably, then correctly the last resort should be the court to adjudicate. With political matters, it would have been best if there is an amicable internal resolution. But in the absence of that, it is correct that the court of law would have to determine, because how else would you resolve a dispute where there are differences that are irreconcilable? So I believe that it is not the best solution, but in the circumstances, it becomes the only viable solution unless the parties will get agreed to some kind of arbitration. But if the absence of some kind of agreement, then yes, the way to go would be for the courts to decide on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, do you see these sides, actually, these factions reconciling anytime soon?
No, not at all. I think the bigger picture that we have to look at, unfortunately, is that here what is imminent is a clear split. And so it's a process of a divorce whereby the court would intervene to decide on the dissolution of the failed union and how the property that was acquired, including the names and other things, will be divided between the parties. So I don't think that it is for the court to try and help the parties to find each other. That is done outside of court when there is some kind of round table conference to talk. But when it comes to the court, I think it's really about, how to separate the two parties in a manner as clean as possible, which is unfortunate because in the end, it weakens the democratic movement because divided people are weaker. But if there is no common ground in terms of values, in terms of principles, in terms of positions on how to proceed, especially with regards to the issue of succession for the late Morgan Tsvangirai, then clearly it points to an imminent divorce for which the court has to come in and assist the parties in separating.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana uMavinga uthi ke okwenzakala ku MDC kusobala kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kulungiswe umthethwandaba. Uthi umthethwandaba ozakwenza kuphela ikuthi-ke kuhlanganiswe amabandla lawa nxa sebechiyana. Kuyafana nomuntu nxa ethethe ukuthi singazodivosa, kumele ukuthi kudindwe phela isithupha ukuthi selichiyana phela. So uthi yikho kwenzakala kubandla le-MDC lokhu, ngoba umthethwandaba yona kwakho ungeke waphuma lesinqumo esingani siyakhanya. So-ke kunjalo-ke mfowethu.
Tombodzoka kwamuri vagutu. Vamwe kavagutu vari kuti hongu munogona kunge muchitaura henyu zviri pamutemo, asi kana pachitariswa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kunzi vari kufarira vachamisa, munowirira nazve. Vagutu.
Blessing. Iwono kona shona undipura ndozvo.
Pane ai wadi munorova.
Azi a tinga dye poison nokunyara. Vachikaranga kuti nokuzvoda. Nokuti chakashata chakashata. Ndio kona munhu achiita zvakashata woti ndaona munhu uyo achipa zaimba yamuridzi. Achipa TV yomuridzi, asi ndaona vanhu vazhinji vachimukuzira kuti ipa shamaruri gamba ita izvozvo zviri right. Sokuba yoti nokuti kare tichiri kubhodhingu Fletcher ko taiti hanzi unoda kufadza momos, hanzi yazvo kuti unoda kufadza vanhu vakawanda
fadza chauko.
Uchiziva zvako kuti zvakashata. Isu tinoti kwete, ndo zvakasaka kuti Zimbabwe tipinde muna taisireva. Blessing. Zvati vateereri vandinzwe ipapo, ndo zvakasaka kuti iye manje nyika yedu ivondomoke zvayaita. Zvinhu zvainge itwa zvakashata tichiti nokuti munhu anonzi anodiwa navanhu ngazviitwe. Kwakaitwa zvinhu zvakashata if we go back in the early 80s, vakatanga zvanagukura hunditamo pasi weyoung adults. Ndinotoona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka izvi. But vanhu vainge ti hash, no, Mugabe is very popular, he speaks good English, he's a good orator. Saka, ngazvinyararwe achiponda vanhu achiuraya vanhu. So isu tiri kuti once taita zvinhu zvakadaro, posterity, Blessing, will judge us very harshly. We have to stand by what is right. What is right may appear outwardly to be unpopular, but it doesn't mean that we have to abandon it and just go with the wind, because the perception is that the wind is popular. Mm-hmm. Because when you go out there, you will actually be surprised that this perception of so-called popularity is actually misplaced, mm-hmm. and it's unfounded. I'll tell you what. On Sunday, ndakapedza zuva rose ndiri kumashonal and east province.
Mm-hmm.
Kumareserva emashonal and east. Takatanga kupinda marondera tikaita musangano panonzi pamawo atipaya, Justini inonzi chikoro ichi Peter House. Takasamisika nezvadakaona tichinzwa kuti Hansa Hamash East do so-called stronghold yeZANU PF. But tasvika ipapo nevakomana vandaifamba navo takaona vanhu vakawanda vedu MVCT. Vachiti amudhara matoti nonokera maita zvakanaka mauya. Ndikaona chaunga chavanhu kuti isisi toda kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo, ende tiri kutaura vanhu vomumamisha vanga vabva kunana Hwedza, vamwe vanga vabva kumapurazi kunonzi Mbarondera West. Iyo largely is actually made up of my former commercial farming areas. 57 former commercial farming areas. I'm told those need to make up Mbarondera West constituency. Vamwe vanga vabva kwamutoko, vamwe vanga vabva kumudzi, vamwe vanga vabva kunonzi kuno kukotwa. Ndakashamisika ndikati saka tinongonyeperwa kunzi ndo zviri popira, vanhu havazive, vanhu vekumareserva havazive. Ndakashamisika, ndopandakaona kuti vanhu vomuZimbabwe vanoziva zvavanoda, ende havadi zvokuti titeedzere zvakaitwa naMugabe, zvokusateedzera mutemo, zvokusateedzera constitution. Vanoziva kuti zvinotisvitsa kuna taisireva. Saka this perception yekuti hanzi ava vanhu vakawanda vari uko ndokuri popular, that's a blue lie.
Tinotenda vaGutu. Gibbs?
So we've got people who are actually sending us messages right now. Mm-hmm. We've got Njabulo Nyati Makurane, who says, don't confuse a lot of people, Mr. Kudu. So Chamisa is the legitimate person who has to run the MTC. So then he says, please don't confuse people. Then we've got Imbizo, says, our country has many problems. Why do you always talk about party infighting? Are you, he's saying we shouldn't talk every day about this party infighting, eh? So angazi kuti ke Imbizo, ungatini yese abona thinking asikhona kutala kumele sikhulume ngakho lokho. Kuzobuya ke uGift Molusenge uthi yesi kubona lapha ukuthi kumele kuphume egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani ukuthi abalolu liyahlupa kakhulu. Kuzobuya njalo ke uRaymond uthi mayekele into yakhe le ukhuphe. So he's saying that Kuphe should actually do the right thing. I don't know which right thing he's talking about. Then we've got Desmond Mambingwe, who says Yebo Dube, and we are really watching, and please ask one question for me. And here's the question, Mr. Kutu. Desmond Mambigwe says, are you the authentic MTCT?
Absolutely. I don't know how I can put it. We are not only the authentic, we are the authentic, the legitimate, the rightful, and the constitutional MDCT. Why did Hudaro? We are saying we are the authentic and rightful, constitutional, and legitimate MDCT because we are the party that has said, let's follow what the Constitution says. I will refer readers, I know, or listeners, I know not everyone has got a copy of the Constitution, AMBC, but as you know, it's really important within this hour, which is Article 9.21.1. The MDC Constitution, inotaura iyo kuti kana president weparty achinge aresigna kana kuti ashaika, panoitwa inonzi extraordinary congress. In fact, chirungu chakashandiswa vanoti there shall be an extraordinary congress held or to be held within no later than 1 year from the date of resignation or the date of death of the president.
So this means that you are not the authentic one because no congress has been held, right?
Now, this is why we are saying we are the authentic one, because we are saying let's go to congress. This is why on the 21st of April we gave notices in terms of the constitution. We are going to an extraordinary congress, Muswa 21 April, kunosarudza a new president.
Thank you so
but,
much.
But Mr. Gut, your critics are also saying that the problem was that Mrs. Kupe was no longer attending the party meetings ever since Mr. Tsvangirai decided to form this MDC alliance.
No, that's a lie. Look, I'm a member of the National Standing Committee, Blessing. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation, I can tell the listeners, that she was coming. The time that she would not attend should be, like, you know, out of the country, baby, on parliamentary business. As you know, she's a member of the parliamentary women's caucus.
But Mr. Gutu, there were times when she would attend parliament and not attend those party meetings.
No. Like I said, I can tell you for certain that our Manyepo, the few meetings that she didn't attend, they were legitimate excuses and apologies. Was one, pamwanenge wafamba nenyaya dzeparliament kana nenyaya dzemusangano. So, kunzivanga vasinga achatendi ma meeting vemusangano when President Tsvangirai was still alive, that is a blue lie. I don't know, Nema Manyepo.
But Mr. Gut, I did talk to Mr. Tsvangirai, may God bless his soul.
Yes.
He was talking about that, her not attending and then trying to have a meeting with her so that they iron out their differences. Their differences was there. There were differences.
Yes, there were differences around the issue MDC alliance. That I cannot deny.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of Kutuwanga Singa attendment is, I've been in my meeting, to be honest with you. I mean, I will say God is my witness. Mm-hmm. All the meetings, I think if she missed the meeting, she must have missed two or three. Vandino Zio Angwa Singa attended my meetings from about May or whatever last year. The former national chairperson Wakazo resigned, the Honorable Lab Mondo Danamoyo, but not Dr. Kupe.
Okay.
We have to make that distinction.
Thank you so much. What is starting a call? A good call, a lot of people. Baba Sposiso, you call Connectuan Baba Sposiso. Yeah, I would you go to an auto Gamakupe, Ulbolanjan, the MTC, Yorangwayo, who are teaching Akukono.
I mean, I learned things we should soon, but cool, but with the game over no mammy sevens in a party. What is on dry? Then don't an ayak, and the Ulokus, and Kamisa, though, they should have moved to one father studying, but I hope you have a vice, you don't want to go up to our Congress. Who comes along, we are, you know. Ngibona into leyibuhlungu nje vele sekuvele kubonakala ukuthi ngamaphatha ayithu uTsvangirai nguye owamosha zonke lezi zinto ngokuthatha faka abangakhi esihlalweni abantu abangavotelanga kuCongress uMakhube vele ube yivice uTsvangirai wazwakala ukuthi asenamavice awu-3 wayewathethephi labo abangani bakhe ababedizane bonke yilo ntuze uyakhombisa vele ukuthi laba abantu babodwa lathi sisodwa. Mina vele ngijiyile le party uMakhube kajiye kulomthwakazi lapha join umthwakazi ngoba le nto le iyabonisa ukuthi laba bantu babodwa bafuna ukusisebenzisa thina kuphela vele senzela ukuthi bethole amavoti ngayo. Akabajiye benjalo le MDC yabo ekaTsvangirai nguye vele umuntu wamosha izinto ngesikhathi efaka lowo muntu. uMakhube sebethi uwenzeni wayengabuki ekuhlanganeni kwakubangelwa yini? Angithi kwakuyizenzo zabo. Simthumela abantu uMakhube ukuthi azoshayo kwenze zonke lezi zinto wayezoya khona ngani. Kumanje uKhamisa ngithi ususa khona le marondela wabaletha ngapha eBulawayo baletha kuRally. Kula bantu yini akade bezoza kuRally? Laba bantu bayezobona uzobabonga ngani? Angithi kuzothathwa yona le msebenzi engekho ngapha koBulawayo ibongwe laba bantu phela usazobabonga maye wini.
Ye, lokho asilaqiniso ngakho Sibusiso. Lokho asilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kubiza abantu sasazi.
Ube akathiye lokho mama lo umthwakazi ukhona lapha join umthwakazi thina. Sayichaye li MDC mina ngachaywa le maraposa ngalimala ngichaye li MDC ukuthi ngabantu sihlangene kanti abantu babodwa. Ingcono kakhulu izala uPF kulaleyi lokuzweni vele angisafundi okuzwa ngayo mina le phansi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibusiso, sibongele kakhulu mfowethu. So according to Sposiso, this is painful that Ms. Kupe has to go this way. And he says the best thing for her is to join Mtokazi Republic Party, nothing else. Says leave the MDC and join Mtokazi. So that's his opinion. And he says the person who created all these problems is the late Moken Tsvangirai. Because he says, you know, he actually appointed 2 vice presidents. So that created a crisis within the party.
Regatini, unemwe mteriri, wa gura jena magadi.
Nani zangu mgoma blazing magadio.
Ai wa isu tiri nani tipe upungwa zenyu.
Mazita zenyu. Ndi noda kutanga undi mbopi ndira mgoma zivusiso wa wangawari kutawurawa. Ngavari kikutora zinu nekuti marudhi. Wa toko zani kupe mtevele kana kutisi wata wazwe mtu wakazi. Tunda kuwa kanyika. Zosu nje kutanga. Shakare kana tichitari isa zinu. Ngati kelelei zinu ziru kuitika. Kwete kuzibatira pa msoro. Ndatenda zangu ipapo. Ndoo ya kuna wagutu. Wagutu ndio imba waka terera. Munu watanga tichivimba. Tichitrust. Uye tichifarira. Asi chinja ndoda unjitaurile kuwanu. Awa. Kwa kuna maikupe ndio imba waka terera. Wagutu ndio imba waka terera. Kusikia kuna wachanisa. Vesu wanarumuma opposite parties. Chinja ndoda unjitaurile wagutu. Ndeche kuti Zimbabwe ine wanu waka dzinja. Tose taka dzinja. Musati kututipu tererei. Mwona sekuti imeni njima kati za udarika wa mvese kwa mwona za udarika wa mvese. We are following you guys. Zamuru kuita setiri kusitiri ya tishu wana. Sekwa na tine kati chitigira. Murukura ambanya hei kuti imeni maikupe wanga wa singa hindi kumisangani. Maikupe wanga wa singa cha hindi kumisangani. Nekuda kuma differences. Awanga wa inao. Panyaye ala hindi. Of which itaita makore aka wanda. Tichijiwa. Tichichambu zika mkati minita ino. Tikapatari lo kwa muri CMDC. Pakavane kupata nulana wawosu menuwe wachinda saidi. Watenda iditu wachinda saidi. Wajinji wanu wakabuda mendisi. Jikaru wadza ane kutitajigiwa. Tatambula ane kutu wanu wapata nula. Mavota aliku divaidika. Zanti everyone amkani. Nasu uno futi ime mawita chumichimwete techo. Chati isu wachangira iso wati. Wanu nga wabatani. Wanu wadzoke zana. Wabiti wadzoka. Wawosu menuwe wadzoka. Chati chaita chumichaka naka. Then Mr. Tokozani Kupe is going against that alliance. Waruda oti chenge kupi chaka pata nulana. Atizu kubwa gentleman wanono tengwa ni msangano za NPF. Kudumu divide zi muti kondre zi natambuzi. Atizu kuzifarira ni kuti murugita zi mtichisu wona. Ende chikutere ila isa wana chenge chifarira. Mkwa tuwona
kuta wana kuziza. Vagura jena. Vagutu waruda upindula ipapo.
Nga wapindule.
Vagutu.
Na waza mataura. Asi ndo nabuzikula jina romu Zimbabwe. Kuti munhu ukaita pfungwa dzinenge dzakasiyana nedzemumwe unobva wanenedzerwa watengwa nezano waita sei ndoda kupikana mwari mwari wakatisika mwari akandisika nise munhu ndingatengwa nezano ndichitengerwa chii dzera yanasika nei chedingada kuzano chii handina kumbogara ever since ndakazarwa ndakatsigira zano kana kuvotera zano that's a fact vanhu vezano ndizeo they can bear me out. Saka namchiti tatengwa nezano. Anizuti tikazo tengwa nasi nezano. Ndichide iku zano jano zondi tenga. Nizora randa shikari ino. Ndonzi tatengwa nezano. Chatinga shaya. Anisuda angu kutimukati hapa mkutuwa oda kushupembe zaka na kuonererwa. But I mean this is a fact. What would I need from Zanu PF that I cannot work for myself in English? So right. I think it's actually very unfortunate. Kuti instead kuti tiite analyze my issues tichinako ongorora kuti zvakamira sei zvakamira sei ukangeta muonero wakasiyana unobva unenedzerwa kuti watengwa nezano uri kudya mari yezano mari yezano yacho ndakadya ndeipi imari
isu vagutu tiri kuti nguva yacho yekuti muite extraordinary meeting yacho yamuri kureva iyo yemini yecongress right. From all this time, my coupe, wanga wachiti iku impoza ma differences. Avo, zota uga nezwa, zo default kushaka kwa wachangirai. Zata uga, zo solve your problem, yon kwa tiyata mira say. Na utawato wazi kunda kuma election, ndio kwa mawa kuisama disturbances na disturbances, e uta ukonde, zisa kubisa itawa. Vaidi, kutiyo vata ure ma differences. Avo, azawasili kuono, nguwa iripo, moita zunzenzo, zo gazi zanzire ya kanaka. Other than it is, no patale mawa kukonde, zisa confusion, wana wacha mzisi. Ndio patinyo ku blackmail ima njipa uta kuti makatengwa because amuzi kutia kutia zunoda vani
I want to note it to note it as guru.
I think it's important that I defend myself
then. Okay
because this allegation of kutia katengwa it's not only is it slanderous and the defamatory it is also very very false and very unfounded nukuti tunabuta wana
njimuza
ziri ndabuta wana njimuza
vagura jena mirai wapindure mirai wapindure
Tiri kutedzera bumbiro romutemo saka tiri kuti kana mutemo weparty constitution yeparty chiti ngatidai ndozvatiri kuita Saka namchiti kutedzera kwatiri kuita bombero romutemo kutengwa nezano abva hongu takatengwa.
Aiwa tinotenda vagura jena regai titore vamwe vatereri pane vakawanda varoda kuti vapinde muchirongwa.
Ndanga ndinoda kutaura vagutu kuti inini mukati hongu hongu mukati hongu. Asi ndinoda kundikudzenja kuti bombero remutemo whatever zvamunoti muri kutevedzera kana kuti kana kuti muve pamuri ipapo harisi basa ramuri kupinda nekuda kwechikoro. Zvamuri kuita zvese ima leaders emapartizi muri kuzviita nekuda kwezvo tichinokuvhotera isu vanhu vezimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zviri kana muchiita musada kuti muzviite nenzira yekuti hacho zvakadai hongu. You are dead because of our votes. Without our votes munoramba muri mumabasa enyu amakaita echikoro kwete kutitungamirira. Saka tiri kuti isusu itai zvinhu zvenyu muchirangarira kuti isusu tiri kusafa tiri mumamisha tiri mumataundi matiri kutambudzika. Dai maitokozani kupe vakaita zvinhu zvavo nenzira sekutevedzera mutemo kwamuri kuti munotevedzera. Vaidai vakataura zvinhu zvavo before pakagadziriswa. Nhasi chamisa ari paari apa nechikonzero chekuti pakashayiwa mumiririri kualliance iwo vachiti havasi kuzvida. Vakadini kuzvitaura nenzira yakanaka.
Vakuru vangu kamakarasika vagura jena. Zvaita kuti tikamboonana ndotobonesara togarisana pasi nokuti isu tiri kuti hatidi kuti tiite masimba okubvuta. Ndosaka takaita mugabe akabvuta simba kubva kuna ndabaningisi tolde vachiri kuMozambique 1977 zvakati svitsa papi ZANU-PF ikaondomoka. Mugabe aita zvokuda kutora power through the back door akaondomora ZANU akaondomora Zimbabwe. So isu tiri kuti chakachengetedza ndechakatanga. We are prepared to defend the constitution not only of the party but of the nation to the last drop of our blood.
Tinotenda vagutu navagura jena. Thank you so much, Foza. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the divisions in the opposition MDCT ahead of the 2018 elections. Tinevamu watereri Gibbs on Facebook. We have J.E. Nkomo, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. We have Jiman Masunga, who says, I'm watching from African Chrome Mine in Kwekwe. Thank you so much. Mashia Chinowe, watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Chisa Chisa, thank you so much. James Chizimbe Fe from Mpumalanga. Abi Namatai Taderera, watching from Cape Town. Kirapo Chitova, arikuti hapana nyaya hapa, mai kupe munhu aive netsitsi naye, vakabaya zvavo save, vakamboedza chose, asi manje kamfana akachamisa chekujaidza nekunyengerera munhu hapana. Vagutu naimi munoera gumbo rekupiko, kwedu hakuna muera gumbo akadaro. Rajab Kasose arikuti live on radio in Tengwe Karoi. I lived there at one time for 4 years. Clever Mujaji, arikuti watching from Botswana. Simon Mapera, no, we can't keep saying the MDCT for Chamisa as if there's another MDCT. Dr. Kupe was deleted and finished and clear.
Then Njabulo Nyati says, Gibbs, can you reread my message? Okay, Njabulo, let's take it bit by bit. He says, haha, don't be confused, go back to others. Otherwise, we'll never stand against Chamisa. Whether he is legitimate or not, he has people's votes. Don't confuse people. I think this is a direct reference to Mr. Kutu. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, why must Makupe join Mtogas? Still remember what the other gentleman said. Then Pamela Kumalo says, MTC Alliance Matso Tsi. Then Zephania Piri says, I'm watching you guys. So, maybe let's take a caller. We've got Mbongeni Sithole. Come on. Ba Mbongeni, unjani?
Unjani?
Unjani? Unjani pila kulu. Akutu tu wena, ulubona njani utabalolu?
Utabalolu, wezbunji, mapaso kutu la voma kupe, intava yeza irongo na kundu. Vele irongo na wase, ibo na manji. Uba ishinji ma manji, kuti na wabaga iti, ne, soko njima na kuti wanyeza ni manji. Kuluma lapu, kuluma kwe kufuza vanti, nyeko. kanti bona into abayiqalayo ecaleni besulekani kanti ukuthi bamamele khona kokuzwa ngabanye eshamisa bekufanele ukuthi bona bamamele leyo nto isifunwa ngabantu be-MDC bonke behlangene. Manje sokunzima sokuze kuyiwa emakhothi ngesikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhankasa ukhetho bona ba-confuse manje. Lokhu befuna ukulandelela into engekho nje into ekhona obhuti bona babephumile baphume kahambe babumba okwabo okwabo inhlanganiso yabo abayifunayo bachiyane ne-MDC MDC isale injalo nje i-MDCT thina siyelandela ichamisa bona nje abayekele ukukhokhisa abantu abenze into yabo abayifunayo baphume nje ku-MDC baphele makungukuthi babone ukuthi banawo ama-powers okuphuma abaphume nje baphele bazenzele okwabo abakufunayo thina sizolandela ichamisa njengalokho nje abantu nje vela basebenzile nje basekele ichamisa yikho nje into esifuneka kuphela abantu bayiyenze bona abayenze kwabo bazivulele iphathi yabo ithi bekwabele khona ma bengakhona ababuyele futhi bexolise phezulu khona leharali ukuthi le nto leyabayenza irongo lanjebelechamisa akusekho kunye nje abantu kuphela into esesifuna thina yikubheka nje ekhetheni abantu bazithizele nje umuntu abamfunayo njalo abantu vele abaningi sisithize ichamisa nguye lowo muntu okufanele alandele ugudu akayekele ube lokhu ebamba bamba 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 bambe lapha 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 babethi bacela ukuthi bahambe bayekhulumisana khona le eHarare yaFreestown abayi futhi manje yini ngesikhathi ukhetha ichamisa babengekho manje yini le nto abayikhalelayo into abayifunayo ayibonakali into abayifunayo abahambe abezokwabo abakufunayo bacotshiwe ephalamende abaphuma baphele bayekele abantu baziyenzele into abayifunayo iqhubeke kahle i-MDC alliance bangayi-confusi
esitole sibonge kakhulu Sithole sizwile sijayele isikhonkwane lapho ungatholela kusasa so he says Mr. Gudu and Thokozani Kube did the wrong thing and they don't know they don't have a plan to go forward and he says you know at the end of the day what is confusing people is they are actually with the MDC. Mm-hmm. But it says, leave the MDC and form your own party. So he has apparently fired Kutu and others. So this guy, he says he's an MDC guy inside out and is supporting Nelson Chamisa. Mm-hmm. So maybe Mr. Kutu can react to that because he's saying, these guys did the wrong thing and they don't know what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kutu?
Thank you, Blessing.
Sure.
Tuna kuwaka Zimbabwe, yokuti even isu tafa, wanawedu ne wanawavo. They will look back and say, these are men and women who stood for the right thing.
Mm.
It is very important. I think I have to keep on repeating, kuti, ngati sadya poison inokunyara. Many people, even in life, anoziva kuti pamwe chinhu chinenge chiri wrong ongoti nokuti zvinotaridzika ezifi vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zviri wrong ndozvakanaka saka ndaungomhanyira ukoko nokuti ndozvino ndokunoenda vamwe zvino isu vamwe tinoti we are principled hatidaro chero ndikasara ndiri one ndichizava zvandiri kuita ndozviri right vamwe vari 100 million vachiita zvakashata vachiti ndozviri right I will feel vindicated because I know history is going to judge us very, very fairly. Problem at hand, kuti takakurira muZimbabwe yaitongwa ne dictator Rais Robert Mugabe. Aichikora mutemo, asinga respective and mutemo wema elections, achiriga achiita sei. Zvokuti at one time takatofunga kuti kana kuriga ma elections zviri fashionable. Mugabe waibira ma elections, wairova vanhu waiita sei. Opinda mpawa neganabu. Ongoti ndinodiwa na vanhu. Vanhu ongoti, ati anodiwa na vanhu, chinga godi. Saka chongoti ndiye president. Isu tiri kuti bodo. We have to draw a line in the sand. To say Zimbabwe, inofana wakuvakwa ne ma principles, a patriotism, a constitutionalism. Thousands of men and women, boys and girls lost their lives kuti tive nerusununguko. There are mass graves at Nyadzonya. There are mass graves in Chimoyo. There are mass graves in Mukushi, Zambia, of people who paid the ultimate sacrifice kuti tive nerusununguko, runozi independence.
we should not betray those people. Tichitikana zaitwa zvakashata because seemingly those not very popular. Saka ndoro zvatinoda. Ndoda mufananidzo kana uri kuchikoro. Ona vamwe vachisvita mbanje, ona boys rinosvita mbanje, richitaridza pamwe kuda ndori nejoy ndori riri kufara, iwo tisandodawo kusvita mbanje, nokuti ndo zviri zvingadzi zviri in vogue kana zviri fashionable, tiri kuti kwete.
Thank you, Mr. Kudu. Thank you so much. We've got people who are asking us to call them. One of them is Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. So maybe we are going to call you as soon as possible. Yeah.
We still have Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Mr. Mavinga, I think surveys that were done by the mass public opinion were indicating that people actually wanted, especially the opposition, to form a united front of some sort. But now there are 118 presidential aspirants, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But of course, it is everyone's democratic right. This is why the country was liberated, so that people can have choices. Some say the more, the merrier. But will these parties, 118 parties, not hate the opposition?
It will, in the ultimate, hate the opposition chances of winning. In fact, a grand national coalition or union would have been the way to go. In fact, and it's unfortunate that the MDC appears to have learned nothing from the history of previous splits under President Tsvangirai. If they had really learned something, it would have been that 2008 was the defeat, or the failure to get power was primarily down to the splits. And they should have done more and worked harder to prevent yet another split. So it's quite unfortunate, but this is where we are. And I think we need also to separate issues. There are issues. There are two things that need to be clear, Blessing. Number one, when you look at numbers, yes, Chamisa has commanded the numbers now. But we also have to look at the other issue of legality and framework. In my view, from a legal perspective, it would not have hurt Chamisa to accept from the outset to go for an extraordinary Congress, so that you have, you know, the clear legitimacy that is that then brings people together. I think that it was a mistake not to go for an extraordinary Congress and to derive authority from the National Council. But of course, as Honorable Gutierrez said, it is those who have the MDC constitution who know best what really the position is in terms of the law. In the absence of that, we then have to stand guided by the course of law. But from a broader political perspective, this really is a recipe for disaster. It is tantamount to handing over power to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Because to approach this election with so much chaos and confusion and court cases, can you imagine, Blessing, even the idea of who is entitled to use the name MDCT on the ballot paper? That is up to the court to decide. And remember that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there is a level of our court systems being compromised. So they could use it in a way they could also maybe manipulate the process to benefit the governing party. So it's unfortunate, but the MDC collectively appears to be playing into the hands of ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think there's a call.
Zlo mama la pake umamoyo ekwene. Mamoyo kunjani?
Yeah.
Mamoyo uyangizwa?
Mamoyo uyangizwa. Yeah, ngiyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila mama, ungaphi kona?
Ngiyaphila.
Ye, akutsho ke mama ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Mina udaba lolu ngibona ngalendlela. Ukhuphe kuthe owesman ube bephuma ku-MDCC kaTsvangirai. Vale sola ukuthi uwe kuthi. Kodwa ukhuphe wala eloke khona pha, bazanga sola ngaleso sikhathi. So, khathesi usanga ngathanda ngabe kwazi ukuthi iconstitution iqhakathile ngokukhuphe ngani support.
Mhm.
So, okwakhathesi ukhuphe sokuhlangana laye lapha sebona ukuthi iconstitution iPSC. Kathi zola zangabona ukuthi yayizobe iyiqhile ngabanye babe phuma.
Mhm.
So namhlanje nasebusuku ngakho khona ukuthi sokuyenziwe kuye. So akusela ngenindlela ngoba vele abantu bona ukuthi nasebe yikho khona. Sebelandela khona ukuthi yethiwe kaye kwa inconstitution abantu sebezile ngodubo ngodubo kithi. Sebefuna ukuthi into nje kuphela ukuthi lokhu kuthana ku inconstitution vela kanyedi ngokuthi ngwa support ukuthi imodemati ayethi inconstitution yena wale lokho bandelele khona pha. So namhlanje ngakuyalela lokho bandelele.
So itso lapho uthi ugenzanga into eyiyo la.
Hayi, yakhathe senza into eyiyo ngoba sekhona ebuntwini kangaka sokwenza yeyini. Yena wayekukhangela ekubona, yesathatha khona ayengakufoni ngoba ungaqonda bangabayo.
Mhm.
Namhlanje sokugonda yena sokukhenzi kwakhe yena ugogo sokubona ukuthi sokuzibi lapha. Bathi izo nibe nakubona.
Mhm. Siyezwa
silo. Kodwa mina kanjalo yena ngabuye lokho kanjalo njengokwayizona, njengoba wayizona ekubonde yeconstitution ephakathi kwento wangaphumi, walelo ke support. So namhlanje ngabuye yalelo ke support kanjalo.
Mhm. Hayi mama uyichaya isikonkosini mama, siyabonga kakhulu. So what mama is saying is a new dimension altogether. She says when Professor Oshman Ncube left the MTC, he was protesting against the violation of the constitution by Ms. Tswangirai.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Kupe stayed behind.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's crying today because the reason is just because she wants to control things.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, no. In the first place, Ms. Kupe was wrong to stay behind with Tswangirai. She should have left with the Welshman.
Mm-hmm.
So why now? I think that's a big question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, and some might also say that when Lucia Matibenga was deposed as the women's chairperson, it was actually led by Dr. Kupe, which many felt was not constitutional. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very debatable issue, Blessing, because I think that was more political than legal. Because what happened to Honorable Lucia Matuenga, a lady for whom I have got the utmost of respect, even up to now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or literally daily contact with her. I mean, she respects me, I respect her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more political than legal. I don't want to even think that it had more anything to do with the Constitution. But just my personalities, my personal issues, some of these things I really cannot go deep into them because I don't think it would be appropriate. But Zhanga is really angered on the constitution, your party. It was actually more personal than constitutional. Dr. Tsvangirai, tingade takangotedzera mutemo ini. Chagutu, apana wandino wenga. Taenda ku extraordinary congress in terms of article 9.21.1. Anenga awina, I will accept him or her as the new leader of the party. Whether it's Chamisa, whether it's Zulu, whether it's Gibbs Duhe, whether it's Mondora, whether it's Mudzuri or whoever. Doja tukuta wala chete. It is not about personalities. Ambuzikura tinaro muZimbabwe ndeve kuti takanyanya kugara muJaniriri. We had a government under Adam Mugabe yanga ichisimbisa atikangoti iwo ma strong personalities as opposed to strong institutions. Saka vazhinji vedu kunyanyanya vechidiki vamwe vashoma vakangozvarwa after independence havana umwe mutungamiri waanoziva kusiya kwa Mugabe. Vaiziva munhu anotonga zvoudzvanyiriri anoda ma which institutions anoitwa manipulated.
But Mr. Kutu,
let us draw a line in the sand.
Mr. Kutu,
build strong institutions as opposed to strong personalities.
Mr. Kutu, I think there is one point that was raised by Mamoyo, who said Ms. Kupe remained behind when Professor Welshman Ncube left. the party, accusing Mr. Tsvangirai of violating the constitution. So, and Ms. Moyo Feather said, you know, at the end of the day, why didn't she leave with Professor Ngobe, and why is she complaining now?
No, look, I really have no mandate to speak on her behalf, because I think it's only fair that was Taurire. But if I remember what happened in October 2005, it was more to do about the issue, pakaitwa election, kuti toi participate here in my elections in the Senate, kana kuti toregera. Right. Patorwa that decision, ndokubva, I think, a majority by one yati ngatisa participate. Then President, the late Tsvangirai vakati aiwa ngati participate. So, ndo pakatangira nyaya ipapo yokuti vamwe vakabva vati makundikana marambirei kutevedzera chii zvarespektiwa kana zvadecidewa nemajority, even if it was by one vote. So it was not so much about the constitution. It was issue yokuti kana tati nyaya ngaende kuelection, tikati majority should rule. Even yaita majority nemunhu mumwe, ngatitevedzerei izvozvo. That is essentially what caused the 2005 split.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we've got a caller on the line, and this is Mrs. Ndlovu. Mama Ndlovu, kunjani?
Njani.
Siyaphila kakhulu. So, ke, isikhathi sesihambile. So, wena udaba lolu ulubona njani, Mrs. Ndlovu?
Mina, kimi, it's a sad state of affairs, the opposition. And it's painful to hear people celebrate Uweshulana Wama party because maybe they believe Chamisa has it or Makuperala. It shows us as a nation that we are not able to unite and put the country first. Because it's not about Makupe, it's not about Chamisa. It's about the people of Zimbabwe, Abashupegileo, who were taken for granted for years, along with Sibale opposition. Every time when we get to a point where we think something happens. It's unfortunate. I'm not going to mention it is Ogama Kupe because I spoke to Makupe Mina personally the first time they had in the Seshuga. Wapuma Nube, Wapuma Miti, and that's all Puma in Makupe and what? But it's unfortunate that she gets out of the party at a time when we need the party to be together. Otherwise, as an opposition, if we can't stick together and learn to compromise and say, okay, this is what you want and this is what I want, but what does the majority of the people want? That's what funa I got testing as funa when says Mbapo Bakululeni, but told him today isn't because we are back to normal. It's not about Tsvangirai. It's unfortunate Tsvangirai has left such chaos. But at the same time, I sympathize with Makupe, not because of Umam. I sympathize with her at the same time in sitting in if she leaves, she had to leave twice. She would have learned a lesson. But it's unfortunate that Mpile Okuse Pivile and interesting Wisile who say where at the end of her life when they say Dupene Jengan. Otherwise, Nabel Pau Mucha, the tutus of Buga are funded from the past.
Or maybe as a person
from Matabele, she should have stood up at the time when there was a division of Kam.
So, as a parting shot, can you talk to Mr. Obet Kutu and give him advice on what he should do next? And then, Miss Kupe.
Yes, and it's unfortunate, good, which we have come to this point. Ngoba, as we win, as long as Makupe elaphana, uChamisa elaphana. Instead of taking izinto out of context and going public, abantu laba be-MDC ekuqaliseni, after uNgqoba uTsvangirai, they should have tried to get together. And before they even started campaigning, campaigning. If Nuswangira wabo, they didn't even show you respect to that Italian Nuswangira Simbege, and then mourn and go back into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because politics through and through. And what Okutu, it's unfortunate, I don't know how old Okutu is. Okutu Laboma Kupe, if you have a life again, when you see things cracking, Kutas Gotas is a man. Uchamisa Ngumtwana. He saw these things happening. Abanye abantu bekhahlelwa belahlwa as if they didn't matter. Now he's doing what Oma Kupe Labokutu watched for years when it was happening. It's unfortunate, Kutu. It's painful. Some of us were there when MDC started, and it pained us to see MDC lobby come. And it pains me as a Zimbabwean citizen, the opposition is going to do something. And it's unfortunate, Kutu. I understand his part. There's a division. But it's unfortunate that they see it as an opportunity to hear there's a chance that they're going to vote for
change. Thank you.
They're out of the country. They're not there. I want to have a dollar. Think we want to go to Labomakupe. It's a vote lost.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. She's in Seattle, Washington State. So, sibongile kakhulu, mama. Abantu sibilwa kuchayela izandla lapha. Kulo Patrick Urutsatse uthi point from umama Priscilla. Umbizo layo uthi Priscilla is spot on. So, ke kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu.
And of course, many are complaining why we didn't bring Honorable Tabitha Kumalo to defend the party. The phones, we want to apologize, were a bit problematic, especially Econet lines. That's why we had to call Mr. Gutu, who is on a 712 line, and Mr. Mavinga, who is in South Africa, because we did try Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and also Honorable Innocent Gonese and Mr. Luke Tamborinho. Unfortunately, we were not successful. Regaitende kunemwe mtereredu vamurambiwa. Makadi?
Ndani makadi.
Ai, watine urombo mazoramba manyanya makabata kwengu ya kareba. Tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Ai, nini mwonero wangu nini ndimu shona bati ndripeze kana ndikitarisa the politics kana ndikatarisa Pagu buda kwa kaita anaye kupi na obeti gutwa kuona kwangu kurashika kwa katuita. Nekuti katarisa nebungire la mtemu raura kutawara kuti ndio ruri kutarisa waka. Tiri kutarisa pa ground kuti wa masapota asili wano wari kuti wano atambudzika. Nekuda kwa utongi wezano pirefu ruku danyiri ya wano chitambura. Saka haichasi nyaya yuku tunganiri ya wati nyingi yuku tunganiri ya wati nyingi yuku tunganiri ya nyaya yuku saka munu. Ano diwane wano zikuti wano wano kwa gona kutu wabatane wawe pangwe chete sano piresi mbo bao pachikano. Mbo pinda wano wano. So that ma UTC tumbo wano wama opportunities ukuwa na basa. For everybody unoda wakushanda wamunika. Nima investors akatu mirila izoso kuti. Otherwise, wanka uyane nima mtemiri nani. Because kama mkataisa kuma mindi, niki nima kampani. Kune mashere saariku toru wane party zantefu anuhuru wadhamu. Nima investors. Mkongresa wati nikayadisha we nima investors. Saka kana ndakatarisa chimiro chiripo izvezvi hazvichaiti zvingangorema kuti anai kupe naobet gutu akabuda vadzoke zvavo but naivo vari kuzvionawo even kublawayo I'm happy because neverudhiwe rwechingevere ivava.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nguva yedu ndo isina kubira zvakanaka asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga and Mr. Obet Kutu. Thanks to our callers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kibs Dube saying, bye-bye. Have a nice weekend.